So we are discussing Srila Prabhupada books, Simple Yet Deep. Now why? Entire America I am traveling this year. So I went to Boston. Now last month I was in Boston. Then Detroit for some time. Omaha, Nebraska. Now I am here. After this I'll be going to Charlotte. You know Charlotte? Everybody knows. Charlotte, Dallas, Houston, LA, then San Jose. And all these places, what I'm doing is I'm presenting this seminar to inspire people to read Srila Prabhupada books. Now what I'm going to tell you in this seminar is how Srila Prabhupada books are unique, are different from many other books we read in the market. There are many books, no? Many spiritual books, many spiritual institutions. But Prabhupada books are special. And special, why special? First, of course, you can see all of us sitting here. There are no books on the entire planet where you can read about spirituality and many young people join. No? Many spiritual programs or Hindu temples, old people come. Young people do not come. And what is so special about young people? Young people means, youth means logic. They need logic. They need some understanding. We don't go by blind faith. Simple. So the point is that Prabhupada books are special. Prabhupada books are special because they are providing us some logic. Some structure of spirituality. Hare Krishna. Go there. So when I was in India, I went to Haridwar, Rishikesh, Arunachal Pradesh to meet many saints and asked just one question to them. What is the definition of God? And nobody could answer. Does anybody know the definition of God? Except, I mean to say, oh, you have done DVS. What is the definition of God? What is the definition of God? Anyone remember that?
Tell right definition that everybody can tell.
Oh, really? You don't remember? No problems. The point is that all spiritualists in India, when you ask about God, they say God is indescribable, no? He is light. He is power. Or his consciousness. His vibrations. But there was no definite answer. What is the definition? Okay, fine. This is all the things. But what is the definition? I can't accept a definition where you can say God is indescribable. If he is indescribable, then what you are doing? Then why you are in spirituality, no? Then you are trying to know somebody who is indescribable. What's the point of doing anything like that? So, but I got definition of God in Prabhupada books. And that's what made me take Krishna consciousness. Yes, this is convincing. There is a definition of God. So what, I'll just dive into the topic because this topic will take a long time. So, Prabhupada books are simple yet deep. Why I put the seminars in simple yet deep? Because Prabhupada books are simple first. Everybody can understand, no? You all have read Gita, it's so easy, no, to understand. It's so clear, pretty much. Krishna is God, you have to serve him, you have to chant Hare Krishna, ho gaya. Cycle of birth, death, disease, old age, you have heard that? We are trapped in cycle of birth, death, disease, old age. Now, it's simple. At Prabhupada's time, there was one girl, Saraswati. Prabhupada called her, there were some professors in LA. So Srila Prabhupada called all those professors. Can you hold him? Just hold him. Maybe something you have to give him. Some toy you have to give him. Okay, take this. Give him this. So the point is that many philosophers came there and Prabhupada asked them, who is God? And they couldn't answer. Like philosophers saying, we are trying to know God. He, according to this religion, is this religion, this. When Prabhupada called one small girl, like this age, Maybe not, he's too small, like this age. So, and ask that small girl, her name was Saraswati. What is definition of God? Who is God? She told Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada told, see, you foolish people, to philosophers. They were like from universities. And Prabhupada told, see, you pass as big philosophers, as theologians, and you don't know who is God. And this small child can tell you who is God. Now, who is better, you or you? After so much philosophy, you can't even understand who is God. And this child knows. So that is the beauty of Prabhupada's books. By reading Prabhupada's books, you can debate with any scholar of this world. Any scholar. Any scholar you can debate. So that's why I put it as simple. It is simple. Everybody can understand. But what about deep? They are deep. Many people read Prabhupada books, but that is deep. Deep. I am going to show you the deep part of the books. Simple part people know. No? Deep part. Why I am calling it as deep? Because there are many things in Srila Prabhupada books which, if we read those books properly, they are not only for beginners, they are for advanced devotees also. Everything is there in Srila Prabhupada books. Everything. From ABC to XYZ. From small basic fundamentals, process how to do devotional service, to higher realizations. Because many people, they come to ISKCON, they read books of Prabhupada, and they say they are too simple. Like, have you read Bhagavad Gita, all of you? You have read, no? Page after page, you will find Krishna is God. You are trapped in cycle of birth, that this is old age. And that's all you find, again and again, no? So it seems Prabhupada is repeating things, no? Again, repetition, Krishna is God, cycle of birth, that is old age. We have to chant Hare Krishna, that's all, pretty much. Any book you read, that is a message. So many people who read Prabhupada books, they say, you know, okay, Prabhupada books are very simple. We need to read other books. Other institutions, other spiritual gurus, try to understand that. But that's not the case. I'm going to show you the deep part here today. Yeah. It's deep. So, I think I have to focus on me. There are many things going around. Just focus on me, because I'm going to tell you something which nobody is talking now. And I'm going to tell you this to inspire you to dive into Prabhupada books. So don't just read these books. Dive into them. We are not here to just read some sentences. We are here to put them into practice, into a life. Otherwise, what's the point? You can read some book and, okay, finish. What's the point of coming to this program if you don't apply, no? Because if you read, you get knowledge. But if you apply, you get wisdom. If you read, you get information. But if you apply, you get realization. There's a difference between these two. So I'm going to show you some things here, which will be, for devotees, it will be eye-opener. For beginners, it will be inspiring. Okay, so, Srila Prabhupada, he has written in his books he has written. He noted a trend. In his con, Prabhupada was from 1966-65 to 77. Everybody knows at that time, Prabhupada was writing books. He wrote Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. You've heard these names? You're new. Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada was noting in his books some trend that devotees connected with Krishna conscious movement must read all the books. Prabhupada said. Otherwise, after some time, they will simply eat, sleep and fall down from their position. They will miss the opportunity to attain eternal, blissful life of transcendental pleasure. This Chaitanya Charitamrita, 25th chapter, 278 verse. Prabhupada noted a trend that devotees are not reading books. And that trend continues even today. How many of you have read Prabhupada? I just ask you. You are new, no problem. But you have read Bhagavad Gita. What about small books of Prabhupada? What about that? You have heard? You have seen small books? Yeah. Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, Matchless Gift, Science of Self-Realization. Have you read all those books? Have you read? Okay, good. Yeah, some of them. Okay, good. But you know, those small books are not small. And big books are not big. Small books are enough to actually understand entire Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada has written many things in those books. So Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and others. Prabhupada mentions others. Others means small books. You have to read small books. Start with small books. Small books are spiritual windows which will help you enter Bhagavad Gita. Not the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, but the spirit of Bhagavad Gita. These are two different things. Not just the content of Bhagavad Gita, but the mood of Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita, he is having some mood, isn't it? When you speak to somebody, you don't just speak, go there, come here, no? You have some mood, no? Either you can speak in some angry mood, go there. Or you can tell, come here, like that, no? You can speak in some pleasing way. Please go there. Or you can speak in some romantic way. Come here. Some girlfriend to boyfriend. It makes a difference. Mood and intent, they are two different things. Behind the content. So, if we read, Prabhupada means that people are not reading books. And that is why devotees are not getting the mood of the author of Srila Prabhupada and mood of Krishna. Krishna is having some mood behind his. When he's speaking Bhagavad Gita, he wants to convey something, some urgent message. And that message is developed by 18 chapters and 700 verses, no? There's one theme, no? There has to be got some theme. If you're talking to some person for 4 hours, you can keep on talking. But then at the end, he will say, okay, so what's the point of it? No? Okay, so he'll say, okay, the point of this is, blah, blah, blah. So Prabhupada noted people are not reading. So please read books. At that time, people were not reading. After 10 years, people were not reading. After 30 years, people were not reading. And now it's almost 45 years. Still devotees are not reading Prabhupada books. If you don't read, what will happen? Simply eat. Eat what? Prasad. You can eat prasad. Eating is not bad. It's good. You should eat as much prasad as you want. But simply eating prasad is not the point, no? We are not coming here to eat, no? Obviously, nobody is coming. We are all coming to learn. Is it? Definitely. So, but they'll simply eat. And then after eating, what happens? Of course, you sleep. You waste your time sleeping. Well, of course, sleep is necessary, but... And fall down. You know, you understand what's the meaning of fall down? You understand what fall down means? Or what do you mean by fall down? Tell me.
From one level to other level.
Which level to which level? Yeah, explain. To what level?
Low down the material world.
What's a clear answer? What do you mean by fall down? Okay, good. Fall down means practically to stop following, stop following the rules and regulations of devotion, no? That's fall down, no? Is it? That's some practical answer. Prabhupada books are special. First speciality is they're practical. They're practical. Prabhupada always gives practical answers. Not some hi-fi. Like if you see TV, there are so many gurus, spiritual gurus. They'll say, okay, God is great. You can't define God. So, how to achieve God? Just think about Him. How to think? You can't define Him. They keep on going, you know. Like this. Have my blessing or something. There's some divine light. Okay, fine. Yeah. We know divine light. So, how to achieve that divine light? What to do? Nothing. Give me money. That's the best thing you can do. That's how you get divine light, no? So, that's how things are going. Nobody has any practical answer. What is God? Divine light. What is illusion? Maya. Finish. But Prabhupada says, yes, fall down means not following rules and regulations. There's a difference. Your householder, devotees, I'm a full-time devotee, no? I'm a brahmachari. So when we fall down, when a brahmachari sannyasi fall down, what he'll do? What's his fall down? A sannyasi is considered fall down when?
Married.
When he marries, no? He's renounced. But now again he enters into grihastha ashram. That's his fall down. Marriage is not bad, but he has taken a vow and he falls down from his vow. That's bad. That's fall down for sannyasis. They marry, okay. What's fall down for householders? You marry again? What do you do? America, you can do that. No problem. You can have girlfriends and enjoy. So what's fall down for householders? How do you define that? Okay, first thing, not following rules and regulations. What's the first thing which will happen with householders? When you fall down. When you're not reading books, when you're not inspired, you're not coming to this program regularly. You know, we tend to miss, no? Then your inspiration comes down, doubts come. So what's the first fall down?
Not attending meetings.
Yes. First fall down is you will leave association of devotees. That's where fall down begins for a householder. Illusion doesn't have to do anything. She'll simply separate you from devotees. Rest you will do yourself for you. Maya doesn't need to destroy you. You're enough to destroy yourself, no? That's it. We are enough. We are so stupid. We don't know what's good for us. So she will just keep you away from good advice. So she will give some doubts. Don't go to program. I don't have time. No time. Or maybe it's boring. So she will make you away from devotees. What's happening with them? They're drunk something or what? Because you know why I'm saying? Because American children are very silent, I've seen. I don't know about them, but Indian? Yeah, that's why. American children are silent. Okay, anyway, so yeah. So fall down for householders. First fall down is they will leave association of devotees. And rest you will do yourself or yours. You'll harm yourself. That's all. Okay. So that means fall down. Prabhupada says you'll fall down. So to protect yourself from fall down, what you have to do? You have to chant or read. If you want to choose, what's the thing you will choose? Chant or read? Tell me. Okay. Keep this question in mind. I'll come to this question. If you want to, what is more important, chanting or reading? It's a good question. Why have to choose? Because generally we don't have time in this fast forward life. So sometimes you have to choose. Sometimes you don't have time. So okay, fine. What should I do? Or maybe focus. Focus on what? You may be chanting. You may be reading. But you should focus on what more.
So it's okay if we don't chant regularly?
No, it's not okay. That's what I'm asking question. Yeah, that's what I'm asking question. What do you choose?
Reading books will, like you said, will make you.
Okay, fine. Keep this question in mind. I'll come to this question. Don't worry. Prabhupada will answer that. And it'll come to you as a shock. I bet you. Or to all devotees also. All of us. Okay, so this is one thing. Prabhupada noted in his book, people are not reading his books. And this is a legacy of a movement now. People are not reading books. Prabhupada also wrote a letter to governing body commission. Forget about this governing body commission if you don't know. These are some leaders of ISKCON. And Prabhupada said to them in 1976 means ISKCON, Prabhupada was ending his pastimes. Prabhupada left this planet 1977. So it's almost when ISKCON has gone worldwide. By 1976, there were many temples all over the world, 108 temples. Prabhupada is managing so many devotees. Prabhupada said to them later, problem is that not all devotees are carefully studying the books, result being fall down or at least unsteadiness. He has noted in his books, right at the beginning of the movement, people not reading books. At the end of the movement, movement means his pastime, presence, he noted the same trend, people are not reading books. So don't do the mistake, don't do this mistake of not reading books. Please read books. I know people don't have habit of reading books in this age of Apple, Mac, videos. But you know what? If you get even this much relish, taste of those books, you'll not leave them. That's 100% sure. if you can read Prabhupada books, as I will tell you how to read those books. I will also tell how to read Prabhupada books. You read in that fashion, and then you will enter the mysteries of spirituality, which is there in Prabhupada books. Prabhupada wrote a letter to 1972. Don't worry about this letter. For devotees, it might be relevant who are there for a long time. For Hamsadutt Prabhu, he wrote to him, "So let us concentrate on training our devotees very thoroughly in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness from our books." Books means? Now you know what books means? Prabhupada books. Which books? Small books. Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Bhagavatam. Just that's. And tapes. You know what is tapes? Yeah, recordings of Prabhupada. Prabhupada used to go for morning walks. So they used to record. Prabhupada used to conversation. Some devotees, so they used to record. So room conversations, morning walks. And also by Prabhupada letters. There's so many things. But don't worry about all these details. You don't need to read morning walks, discussions, letters. Who are new, at least for devotees, I'm tall telling, you should read. Kanubriya, you read, no? Because of Vanipedia or something. You have got time, so?
Yeah.
Okay. That's very important because in letters, you have difference from books. If you read Prabhupada letters, Prabhupada is giving practical tips in letters, no? He's writing to people, no? People asking questions. In letters, you will find answer to questions. Not in books. Somebody asks a question, so they're answering. In letters, you will find inspiration. Again and again, Prabhupada is writing in letters, preach, 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 preach. Again and again. He's writing letters to many people, no centers. He's inspiring them. You preach, you distribute this knowledge. If you distribute this knowledge, you will have more knowledge. If you don't distribute, it'll die. Is it? Knowledge expands by distribution. That is why we are doing the program here. We are distributing knowledge. Now you are supposed to distribute more. That is what is Bhakti Vriksha. This program is called Bhakti Vriksha. Vriksha means what? Tree, no? Branch, sub-branch. You know, Vriksha doesn't mean a grass. Just one person is doing rest. Are following. No, no. You have to now go get trained and go ahead and preach. So that you have to have knowledge. Otherwise, what you will preach? What you will do? How you will explain people? So now, question is, why doesn't devotee, why don't devotees not read Prabhupada books? Why don't people not read books? I mean, to say it's such a simple thing, you know, read books, but people avoid. Why? What are the reasons for that? And I could figure out 5 reasons. There can be more, but I could figure out 5 reasons. These are the 5 reasons. Some people say Prabhupada books are ABC, not XYZ. You understand what I'm saying? ABC, not. They're very basics. You don't have a big philosophy, pastimes, you know, mysticism. You don't have all those things. So it's simple, simple. So we want to read some hi-fi stuff. People say like that. So people go to Vrindavan, they buy some books of intimate pastimes of Radha Krishna, or maybe big books like Jiva Goswami's, other acharyas, they have written books, other previous Sanskrit scholars, devotees, Vaishnavs, they have written books. For example, if you go to South India, Sri Vaishnav Sampradaya, you know, Ramanuja, Madhva, they have written books. Okay, let's go there, something special we'll find. Prabhupada books are simple. Prabhupada came to America, he wrote books for Westerners. So that's got to be simple. That's one logic, they don't read books. Another logic is Prabhupada repeats. Again and again, Prabhupada is saying cycle of birth, that is old age. Again and again, he's saying Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. Prabhupada is again and again in his lectures, in his books, he's saying, your soul, you're not this body. You have heard this? You read? Again and again, this theme is repeating. Your soul, you're not this body. Your soul, you're not this body. Come on, you don't have anything else to tell us about. When devotee asks Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you don't have anything else to tell us? You're again and again telling your soul, you're not this body. What's happening? You know what Prabhupada said? Prabhupada said, have you realized it? He said, no. Then Prabhupada said, you're a fool. That's why I'm saying that your soul, you're not this body. But is that it in Prabhupada books? No. If you read proper, I'll show you some examples. Prabhupada books are very deep. Very deep. And I'll show you by examples. Sometimes you see, but you don't see, no? Some devotee has to make you see, you know. That's why we need association. Just like cigarette packet you have, smoking is injurious too. Everybody sees but doesn't see. That's a problem. There are some ghosts there in that room. Possessions or what? In America, that's, I was seeing a, now, just now, exorcism. Possessions. And Americans might think, you know, this possession. Okay, Prabhupada books are boring. Some people say they are boring. You want chakras. You know, this knowledge of chakras, kundalini, shakti. You know, so many things are there. Tantra, yoga. Prabhupada books are not systematic. Some people say we read books, but they are not systematic. I mean to say, you will not find in Prabhupada books point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Never know. You find a purport. You have read Prabhupada books? An explanation, it just keeps on going. Our textbooks are not designed like that. We have a heading. Okay, why do you do this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 points. How to do this? 5 points. What to do this? 6 points. But Prabhupada books are not systematic. At least their argument. That's why people don't read. And last is most important. No time. That's for all of us. No, we don't have time. That's all. That's why we don't read books. No time. Yeah, of course, nobody will accept no brain. But that's okay. But no time. No time. So how do we deal with all these things? Now, I'm going to give you examples for all this. All these arguments are wrong. All these arguments are wrong about Prabhupada books. And while I'm talking about, while I'm refuting these arguments, just note how Prabhupada books are simple yet deep. I'll give you examples. Okay. First is, everything is there in Prabhupada books, from ABC to X, Y, Z. Prabhupada himself said in one of his letters, 1974, Prabhupada says, I have given you all guidance and hints, and it is described all in my books. Prabhupada has given all guidance and hints. Guidance, how to do practical Krishna consciousness, chant, follow rules, regulations, come to program, take prasad, that's guidance. And hints. Hints regarding how to elevate. What should be your mood while doing devotional service? So he's giving some hints so that we can develop on that. Prabhupada said, I have given you a plan. You have to execute it by your intelligence. That's what all spiritual masters do, no? They give a plan, we have to follow. He can't follow for us. Doctor can advise you, for diabetes you take this medicine, but he'll not take medicine for you and you'll not be cured, no. So you have to follow. Now it is up to you. Please keep our principles firmly and everything will come out successful. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds and 4 regulative principles. If you can do that, all success. But to do that, to continuously do that, you need to read books. Because you have to be inspired, no? So you have to get inspired, because to do devotion for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year, 6 years is nice. But after 6 years, story begins. You know what happens after 6 years? You know what happens after 6 years? Everybody can tell. You're chanting for 16 rounds, coming to program. After 6 years, something will happen. What will happen? Something special. One day you'll be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Suddenly some realization will come. And the realization will be, I am chanting Hare Krishna. Suddenly you will be awakened to this knowledge, I am chanting Hare Krishna. Previous to this point, you were chanting, but your mind was running. That happens, no?
Yeah.
So after 5 years, you come to know, Baba, I am chanting. Your mind starts focusing, you know, on that. And then after 10 years, enthusiasm goes down. If you're not reading books, if you're not reading, slowly you think, okay, same chanting, same prasad, same program, theek hai, let's go. I can't avoid, then it will become habit. It will become habit. Yeah, we have to chant, yeah, no question. Let's finish rounds. Program, yeah, obvious. He'll come here, prasad, tata bye bye, that's it. Enthusiasm goes down. Then after 20 years, after 15 years, what will happen? You will say, yes, Prabhupada is saying that back to Godhead is the goal of life. You have heard this? To go back to Godhead is the goal of life. Yes. But in this life, no. I don't want to go back. That's enough. enough of it, you know. I've done 15 years. It's beyond my limit. I don't want to go back. That's okay. And after 20 years, you will leave. That happens after 20 years. And I've been in this movement for 20 years. I know what's happening. And I don't want same thing happen to you all. Let's make foundation strong, no? You make building, but what's more important? Foundation. But the tragedy with foundation is you don't see it. Foundation doesn't get any, what do we say? Foundation is not a limelight, no? Nobody sees. People see building. So that's unfortunate part of foundation. And that is what people miss. That is what we should be doing here. To inspire others to read. That's what is Bhakti Vriksha all about. So that you can become knowledgeable. Okay. Prabhupada is saying in Vrindavan. Prabhupada is writing a letter in Vrindavan. My purports are liked by people because it is presented as practical experience. Why people... This is one specialty of Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada is presenting practical experience. Prabhupada has practiced and is experiencing. They are not ordinary. One cannot become... Unless one is very realized, Prabhupada is himself saying, my books are not ABCD translation. You know, ABCD translation. Now, when you read Bhagavad Gita, you also have to focus on the words. Word meaning. You have heard that? Verse and word meaning Prabhupada gives, no? Everybody knows? And then translation and the purport. That word meaning is very important. Prabhupada is giving meaning to every word. And he gives meaning, different meanings to different words. So different meaning to different words. I'll give you example for that. No. But before that. Okay. These are Prabhupada books. I told you everything is in Prabhupada books. Now how many sampradayas are there? You know how many sampradaya? Vaishnava sampradaya? How many are there? Four. What are those sampradayas? You don't know? Okay. There are four schools to learn devotion. Four schools you can speak. So you have tuition and you have government recognized schools, no? So what do you prefer? Government recognized schools, no? So there are four schools where you can go and learn devotion systematically. Now what are those schools? Sri Sampradaya, which are Ramanuja in South India. Madhava Sampradaya, which is again in South India, Udupi. There was one Udupi restaurant I saw. So that's, you all know, that's in Udupi, Madhava. And next is Nimbark Sampradaya, which is in Rajasthan, Nadwara, and Vallabh Sampradaya. Four Sampradayas, four schools. If you want to understand Krishna, you have to go to this school. If you go to anybody else, you will not understand Krishna. Simple. You don't understand anything. You get confused. So, all the teachings of all four Sampradayas are there in Prabhupada books. And I'm giving you example how they are. Hare Krishna. You don't have to come here. Goodbye. Okay, so service is reward of service. This is the first statement. Prabhupada says, you know, this is interesting. This comes in one of the letter of Prabhupada. Service is reward of service. All teachings, what Ramanuja Sampradaya has to give is based on this one statement. That's all. If you understand this one statement in Prabhupada books, you understand Sri Sampradaya. You know Sri Sampradaya? Everybody knows Sri Sampradaya? Srirangam, Tirupati Balaji, you know Tirupati Balaji? Yeah, that is run by Sri Sampradaya. You have big tilak, like this. So, all teachings are based on this. Ramanuja taught us that if you do service, what is the reward of service? If you are serving Krishna, okay. So, how do you serve Krishna? By chanting, by association, that's how you serve Krishna, by hearing to saints. What is the reward of this? What do you get?
More service.
So if you do service, if you come to this program, chant Hare Krishna, and you attend program, then you know what will Krishna give you? Krishna will give you opportunity to serve khichdi to devotees. That's what reward you will get. Okay, today, by my blessings, you serve food to Vaishnavas. And you will say, come on, you know. I'm doing everything for this. Just for serving, I'm a chef, or I'm like what? I'm like a waiter or what? But that is Krishna. Krishna gives you more service. Service is reward of this very beautiful statement. I think you realize after some time. After some time you realize. If you understand this statement, you understand everything in Krishna consciousness. So better remember it. Or maybe you should write it. This is not to be forgotten. Service is reward of service. So when you serve Krishna, you get more service. More in quantity, more in quality. What do you mean by quality? You get more tough service. Now you get simple service, no? Chant Hare Krishna. That's simple, no? Is it? It might seem difficult, but it's simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. And you can do rounds. Come to this program, simple. Eat prasadam, damn simple. These are all good service. But Krishna will not demand some big service from you now. Krishna will not ask you to go to, like Prabhupada, go to America and preach. That's difficult service, no? That's given to more trained people. I mean to say, if Krishna tells you, okay, now preach and go to China and preach, what you'll do? What you'll do? You'll say, Krishna, bye-bye, I'm leaving you only. That's all finished, you know. We'll go to China. This is crazy, you know. We don't have that faith, no? We don't have that faith. So, that's why Krishna decides how much service to give to whom. The more you serve, the more you prove yourself good in service, the more service you get. So you have to, Prabhupada said, you have to impress Krishna. We impress people. Of course, God cannot be impressed. But he can be impressed. Just like children do something and then parents say, wow, so nice. No, this was as if we are impressed. And child says, yeah, okay, good. I've done a good job. So like this, Krishna, service is divine. Okay, this is Sri Sampradaya. Now what about second statement? This is from Bhagavatam. And Krishna says, we should not be astonished to find contradictions in Supreme Personality of Godhead. All what Vallabh Sampradaya has to say. Vallabh Sampradaya, another school, second school. It is in this statement of Prabhupada. I am showing how Prabhupada's books have all teachings of all Sampradayas. You get my point? So this is in this state. Vallabh Acharya says, all what he has to teach is, God has contradictory qualities. Now, Krishna was playing with gopis. But he was best brahmachari. It's contradictory. Now, how can you be, you understand brahmachari, celibate? He was a celibate, at the same time he was with 16,108 gopis. How do you understand that? That's God. He can do that. God is perfectly truthful, no? He doesn't speak lies. But Vrindavan is speaking lies. He's stealing clothes, he's stealing butter. At the same time, he's perfect morality. Absolute truth. So there are contradictions, no? Contradictions with God. How do you harmonize these contradictions in your mind? You cannot. The only way to harmonize is he's God. He can do impossible, possible. That's what makes God different from us, no? He cannot do impossible, possible. So this is Vallabh Sampradaya. This is an interesting statement I got. Lord feels grateful to his devotees for such unsophisticated and unconditional service. So when you are reading Prabhupada books, this is third thing. Please keep in mind when you are reading Gita or Prabhupada purports, every word Prabhupada uses, that's important. Every word. Now he uses this word, unsophisticated and unconditional service. And what do you mean by unsophisticated service? What do you mean by that? Unsophisticated service. Okay, what do you mean by unconditional service? What do you mean by that? Okay, unconditional service means without any desire. Unconditional. There should be no condition in service. Now, if you want to serve a boss, company boss, you have a condition. I want money. There's a condition. Anybody who serve, you have a condition. I'll serve you, but you have to give me this. But when you serve Krishna, it should be unconditional. I am serving you. Krishna will ask you, why you are serving me? What will you answer? What should you answer? What should we answer if Krishna asks, why you are serving me? Your answer should be, oh, you don't know the answer. Come on. To get
Krishna's grace.
Okay, good. Anything else? Why do you want grace?
To stop his cycle of
Okay, good. So, you want something from Krishna, hai na? This is conditional, no? I got you there. Krishna will say, okay, so you're coming to me to stop cycle of birth and death? That's what your business with me? So, it's not really unconditional. How do you make it unconditional? Why are you serving him? If he asks you, why do you want to serve me? He'll ask some questions, definitely. He's not foolish, no. He's not dumb. So you're serving. Why do you want to serve him? Okay, why do you want to serve him? That's my question. What do you say?
Self-satisfied.
So you want something from Krishna, no? So you want to do some business. But that, but then that is condition. You want self-satisfaction, that's condition. You're putting a condition on Krishna. If you don't give me self-satisfaction, I'll not serve you. No, that's the point, no?
Well, he will like that, no?
Huh?
He likes everybody to come back to him.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, so what's the answer? Yeah, what's the exact answer? Yeah. Okay, fine.
Take back to a lotus feet and
make. Well,
to make Krishna happy.
Okay. This is the answer. No? What is devotion? Please Krishna, no? Why do you forget this? Not please ourself. Devotion has nothing to do with yourself. Who is a good servant? There are three kinds of servants. In Ramayana it is said, three kinds of servants. The lowest servant is, if you ask him to do some service, and if he is capable to do service, still he will not do. That's the lowest. He should be capable, I mean to say. And little higher, the middle class servant is, if you ask him to do something, and if he's capable, he'll do it. But after service is finished, he'll sit. Nothing doing more. But Hanuman is the best servant. That's in Ramayana. Because Ram asked him some service, he did it, but he did more than that. Ram asked him to get the news of Sita from Lanka, is it? So what Hanuman did? He went to Lanka. He got news of Sita. But not only he got news of Sita, he also terrorized Lanka. You have to see me, don't see him. See me. Let him do. Mind control. You have to get mind control. If you can't control mind now, then you will not be able to control your mind in chanting. Just let him do. He is like a material word. Let it go on. This is a spiritual word. Let material world go on. Anyway, I'm joking. So, the point is, Hanuman went to Lanka. He not only got information of Sita, he also terrorized Lanka. He burned Lanka. He made Ravan fully terrified. And then he came back to Ram and then he informed everything. Ram was very happy. Ram told, see, you did more than what I expected. That's the best. Best servant is he understands the intention of the master and he does. You got my point? So, Prabhupada is writing, Lord feels grateful to his devotees for unconditional service. That is unconditional. You see, each word is important, no? That's why when you read Prabhupada books, you have to focus on every word. Because when Prabhupada is writing in his books, this is from Srimad Bhagavatam. This, I forgot to write Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 16th chapter, 26th verse. It's quoted there. So this word unconditional you will also find in Gita, everywhere you will find unconditional service. So we don't want from Krishna self-satisfaction, happiness, peace. No, we are not coming. You'll get it. If you come to Krishna, you will automatically get peace and happiness. Why do you need to waste your prayers unnecessarily? No? Ask something which he will not give. So now what do you want to ask him? What do you want to ask him? Which he will never give. You want to ask him his service. Because service he will not give to everybody. If you go to him, he will give you happiness, blessings. But the opportunity to serve, that's a very big thing, no? If you go to Prime Minister Obama, and you say, I want to be with you. I want to be with you for 2 seconds, I'll serve you. Will you accept? Who are you? Who the hell are you? You know? Why are you qualified? Are you qualified to serve me? No, first of all, he will ask, no? He's president. He's of America. Obama, I suppose. So we have to be qualified to serve great people, no? So Krishna will not give opportunity to serve him so easily. He can give everything else. But opportunity to serve his devotees is very rare. He will award that if he's happy. He's happy. You understand? Any confusions? Okay, I'm coming. Is it clear? I'm talking French or Spanish or? Yeah, it's becoming clear, no? Like, Well, this is little complicated, but I'm bringing it down. So now, this, what is the meaning of unsophisticated? Prabhupada adds this word here, which he never adds. He generally doesn't add this word, but he adds here in this statement. That's why I got this statement. This is what Vallabha Sampradaya has to say. Unsophisticated. So you know this word sophisticated, from where it is coming? It is coming from Greek word sophistry. It's coming from Greek word sophistry. Sophistry was a word in Greece which Greeks used to practice, which in simple terms means cheating. And anybody used to, that is, in Greek word, they used to teach the art of cheating. That was a coaching given to people, art of cheating. Because at that time people were doing business, no? People were doing businesses, export, import. There was so much, at that time profession was business, most of them. So, yeah, you know, you should know how to cheat in business, no? Otherwise, how do you do business? Business means cheating. Some amount of cheating is required to be expert. So, sophistry means cheating. And modern word, this word became what? So, from sophistry, it became sophisticated. But this sophisticated word, it was now used for corporate people. Corporate people. You know, Kanupriya, you can take this. Stand on behind. And then keep him jumping up and down. Something you know how to do. You can sit there. If you want to sit there. Mahabek Hill. Give him some toy there, you know. He'll just go in that kitchen and come back. So sophisticated means... now sophisticated word is used for whom? Corporate word. Because what corporate word is it teaching us? Cheating, no? Simple terms. You are trained to cheat. That's corporate word, no? Big corporate people are cheating you. They're cheating you, no? They're paying you some dollars, but they're extracting 10 times more than you. They're cheating you. You can earn the same thing if you want, but you will not. They were like, you know, they earned, you know what they did? They thought, you know, my God, these people who are running corporate sector, they thought, well, I'm working, so I'm getting this much pay, maybe $5,000 something, and I'm working for that person, and he's giving me $5,000, but he's making $60,000 using me. So why don't I start my own thing? I will keep people, I'll pay them $5,000 and I will make $60,000, no? It makes sense? That is corporate. So they're cheating us. They're cheating us. That's all. That is sophisticated. Sophisticated doesn't mean gentleman. Sophisticated means cheater. It seems we are, okay, tie, boot and gentleman. No, no, it's cheater. It's cheating. That's all. We're all sophisticated people, no? We're all sophisticated. We cheat others, we cheat ourselves. We're cheating ourselves, no? We're cheating ourselves by not doing devotion to God. That's cheating yourself, that's all. You're cheating your soul. No? Soul wants to do devotion to Krishna. Soul wants to love Krishna. But we don't want. So that's why Prabhupada says devotion. Oh, devotion should be unsophisticated. Should be simple heart. Heart should be simple. Simple means without any cheating propensity. Don't have something in heart and do something. No? Just do for Krishna without any desires. Okay, good. So this is what Vallabhacharya has to say. And Vallabhacharya says, Lord feels grateful to his service, tries to reciprocate it by rendering service. God serves his devotees. This is Vallabhacharya's teaching. When Krishna, when we serve him, we think he's giving us mercy. But he doesn't think he's giving us mercy. What he thinks? He thinks, I'm serving my devotees. He's nice, no? He's humble. God is the most humble person, no? He doesn't think, I am giving mercy, okay. If you ask Krishna, Krishna, what you are doing? He'll say, I am trying to serve my devotees. That is Krishna. So, our Prabhupada book simple? Do you think it's simple? It's very deep, no? It's a very deep and very nice concept. When you can think, oh, God is serving me. God serves his devotees. Then you are always grateful to him for whatever he is doing to you. Whatever he will be doing. He will always protect his devotees. He will always maintain his devotees by his own accord. And at the end of the and at the end of doing everything, he will say, I have not done anything. I was just trying to serve you. Now this kind of person you will not like. Won't you like this kind of person? This is God. This is Krishna. That's why we like him. He has all good qualities. This is Vallabhacharya. And the third statement is, third school Madhvacharya. Whatever Madhvacharya has to say, it's in third school. This is third statement. Supreme Personality of Godhead as Super Soul is present in hearts of demigods. Therefore, arises through demigods to fulfill desire of living entities. But both demigod and living entity are dependent and God is independent. So, how many people know Madhvacharya? You know, Madhvacharya's photograph is, it's like this. He holds his two fingers to show that God is independent and we are dependent. If you think about it, this is what is word about. We are all dependent, no, on something, is it? You're dependent on your parents, or you're dependent on money, or you're dependent on, for your happiness, you're dependent on gadgets. We're dependent, no? If I snatch Apple, all Facebook, WhatsApp, you'll die in 2 days. 100%. You all will die. Without food you can live, but without gadgets, nobody can live. So our happiness is dependent on machines. If I snatch machines, you're gone. Our happiness is dependent on friends. If you snatch friends, you're gone. Our happiness is dependent on wife, children. If you snatch them, you're gone. But Krishna's happiness is not dependent on anything. He is independent. He is self-satisfied. He is full of happiness. And that is why devotees who come in contact with Krishna, they also become independent. Why? Because they are dependent on God. They get all satisfaction from him. This is Madhva Sampradaya. And last is Nimbark Sampradaya. Nimbark Sampradaya is this nice statement from Prabhupada's small book. I was telling small books are not small. Now, just keep a track on this statement. Prabhupada says, part of spiritual pleasure experienced in Vaikuntha is pleasure of dancing. There is also young girls and young boys. It's gone. There are also young girls and young boys in Vaikuntha. Young girls and young boys dancing. So, is this simple statement or deep statement? It's very deep. What do you do? What do you... Young boys and young girls dancing in Vaikuntha. What do you mean by that? This seems some girlfriends and boyfriends? Or what? So, it's a deep statement. This is what Nimbarka Sampradaya has to tell us. Nimbarka school, fourth school. Whatever he has to tell us, it's one statement. That our ultimate goal is to understand the dance of Radha and... So you have heard about Raslila? You have heard Raslila? Krishna dancing with gopis? Now people criticize that, no? Oh, Krishna is having so many girlfriends. Why can't we have two girlfriends? Wo kya kehte hain? Wo kare to leela, hum kare to? Character dheela. Character dheela ho. Ye aisa log kehte hain. They criticize him. But they are foolish. They don't understand. Dance of Krishna is not ordinary. If you understand the dance, your life is perfect. But not now, you can't understand that. Because whatever is going there, it is all to do with service. There is nothing to do with sense gratification. There is no female, there is no male. There is God and his devotees. It's a different thing. No? The devotees are sacrificing their life for Krishna. Devotees are focused on Krishna. How to please him? Krishna is focused on devotees. That is the secret of that dance. So that's what is Nimbark Sampradaya all about. So Prabhupada books up everything. Ramanuj Sampradaya, Vallabh Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya and Nimbark Sampradaya. These four schools, all schools teachings are in this book. You don't have to read their books. By the way, I have read all books. That's why I'm telling, don't waste time. Because if you learn Sanskrit, I learned Sanskrit. Lagu Siddhant Panini, so many years. But then you know what happened? I learned Sanskrit. Before learning Sanskrit, I read Prabhupada books. Okay. Serve Krishna, no? And after learning Sanskrit, I read the same statement. Was that? Yeah, in Sanskrit I read. okay. Prapannasmi. Serve Krishna. It doesn't make any difference. You have to serve him, no? Whether Sanskrit or no Sanskrit. If you learn Sanskrit, good. If you can. It's good, but it's additional thing. Don't waste time in that before understanding these books, before applying in your life. It takes time to learn Sanskrit. I read Sanskrit and then I read all books of Ramanuja Sampradaya. Ramanuja has written many books. He has written Sri Bhashya, Vedant Sangre, Sharanagati Gadyam. Sri Sampradaya, we have Acharya Vedant Deshika and he has written Tattva Rahasya. And then we have Pillai Lokacharya. I read his books. And Madhva Sampradaya, I read Anubhashya, Mahabharata Atpar Nirnaya, and then commentaries, and then some commentaries of Jayatirtha, and then Vadi Raj Vyasa Tirtha's work, and I learned Kannada for that little bit. I can read, but I cannot speak. I can understand little Kannada. And then Vallabhacharya Sampradaya's, I read his books, his commentary on Vedanta Sutra, his Shodash Grantha, his commentary on Gita. For that, I learned Gujarati to read those books. Nimbark Sampradaya, Mahavani, Keshav Kashmiri, Parijat Saurabh. I read all those books. And then when I read Prabhupada books, I found everything in these books. Everything. That's the beauty of Prabhupada books. Simple yet deep. They're very, you have to focus. Focus. If you take these books, initially you may not get anything. But I'll tell you how to read. But when you read these books, slowly these books themselves will reveal itself to you. You have to read again and again, no? And any subject, it's like that. Any subject, initially it's difficult, then you read, then you get more depth. So I read all those books. And then I preached to scientists. I've come to America to preach to scientists. That's my goal. To preach science. And that's what program I'm going to present a program in university. And there I'm going to talk about science and Gita, something about Gita and science. So you can come in that program. But that's my job. So then I write science, I write philosophy, Western philosophy, Indian philosophy, Nyaya, Shiksha, Kalp, Vyakaran, Jyotish, Western philosophy, Ludwig Wittgenstein, Nietzsche, Schopenhauer. You can count. After reading all those books, I came back again to Prabhupada books. And I found everything is there. You can imagine. So you don't need to go like this. I caught my nose like this. You can catch like this straight forward. It is there. It is there right in front of you. And that's what I want to tell people. Because generally people do not read so many books now. They don't have the capacity. Everybody doesn't have capacity. I read fast. I read very... That's something... some quality in me. I read very fast. I mean to say, yeah, people are there who read very fast, who are genius, like savants. You know savants? Savant means child prodigy. Genius, who are genius from child. So just like there was a savant in American Harvard. William S. Seedy. You can go on Google, I type him. He was a savant. Savant means genius. Genius means extraordinary genius. At the age of 9 years, at the age of two years, he could read newspapers and magazines. At the age of 9 years, he could speak 200 languages. This is a savant. You can't compete with him. He's having God gift. At the age of 11 years, he was appointed as a mathematics professor in Harvard University. 11 years, yeah. Yeah, so that's a God gift. So that's why these people are called. What, he's 11 years? You can't do that. That's a savant. Savant means from childhood they have a God gift. You can't compete with them. So there's a savant who can read very fast. Like this is a female. She can read faster than a computer. Like you put in computer scan, before it scans and she'll read everything. That's that. People are like that. I'm not saying I'm a savant. But I read fast, more than average. I mean to say, Gita I've read some 5,000 times, some maybe more than that. Like entire Gita I can finish in 1 hour. I can just read, because my system of reading is different. That's another class I can give you, how to read. Everything you have to learn, how to speak, and all answers are in Gita. Krishna is telling how to read. Krishna is telling science, everything. Such a nice knowledge. And you have missed that, no? So many years you didn't read all these things. Nobody told you, no? People told you about America. Your dream world. What about this? Knowledge. Our culture. which we left back in India. It's our knowledge, isn't it? And we have come here to take their knowledge. This is funny, no? This is, I'll call as sacrilege. You understand sacrilege? Sacrilege, you understand? I want to use this word, but it's sacrilege. We are avoiding our own culture, our own books, and now, which is easy, through Prabhupada books. You don't have to read Sanskrit, you don't have to read Nyaya, you don't have to read to go to any gurukul, just read his books. If by reading Prabhupada books you get everything, what's the problem? Just read these books, keep these books with you, just like you keep your computer, Apple. Always keep on reading, 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 and then you will understand what so much wealth there. You know what? I can keep on talking 4 or 5 hours, seriously. And can keep on listening. Should I continue for some time more, or you want to listen? You're not getting bored? Okay, for some time I'll continue. But I'm pretty sure you'll not hear all these things anytime, at least in near future in your life, from anybody else. I'm pretty sure, because this seminar I prepared specially this seminar to inspire people to read books. If you would have spent some 6 years, 7 years in devotion, then you would have appreciated more, just like these devotees, Prabhu, maybe Kanupriya, they are getting more. But you're also getting. You're understanding what I'm saying? You're understanding, no? Okay. This is letter to Hamsadut. Prabhupada says, I'll skip this, forget it. Okay, Prabhupada books have no repetition. The mood, I told you mood. It might seem a repetition. Prabhupada is again saying, get out of cycle of birth at death, this old age. Krishna is supreme person. It might seem repetition, but there's no repetition. Sometimes you repeat to emphasize, no? Is it? Just like we say, talak, talak, talak. Why 3 times? One time is enough, no? Talak. It doesn't happen like that. To emphasize, talak, talak, talak. Oh, okay. Ho gaya talak. So you have to repeat to emphasize. Now this is one thing. But Prabhupada books are repeating not just to emphasize. There are many things. For example, you see this. You see this? This one, purport, Prabhupada writes, but that this old age affect this material body but not spiritual body. There is no but that this old age for spiritual body. So one who attains spiritual body becomes one of the associate of Supreme Personality of Godhead, engages in eternal devotional service, is really liberated. Is there anything special in this statement? How many times have you read Prabhupada saying birth, death, disease, old age? Have you read this? How many have you read birth, death, disease, old age? I'm asking you. You've read some? Prabhupada is again saying the problem with this material world is birth, death, disease, old age. You have heard this seminar, D.B.S.? Well, you're dumb or what? Speak. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. You have to interact. If you don't speak in front of me, then you will not be able to speak in front of God. He will ask you questions. Yamdutas will ask you questions, definitely. Okay, answer. If you don't answer, then you have to develop this habit of speak. Your speaking also gives enthusiasm to speaker. That's service. That's not just your speaking. It is service to, I was talking about service, the service to the speaker. To engage with him. And I am serving you by giving you knowledge. No? So it is important to respect. This is Bhagavad Gita, how to communicate. Krishna says, to reply is to give respect to speaker. No, you got my point? If you don't reply, then you don't respect. So this is what was, this should be taught when we were child. And I think Americans are better in this. Americans are much better, no? They always compliment. You have seen? They are trained in that. They compliment, they speak. And it's a good habit. It's a very good habit. Somehow their culture has this. Indians. Koi bol raha hai, bolna hai, theek hai. It's like that, no?
Culture, we don't read.
Yeah.
All of the books
are newspaper. Yeah, that's the point. That's what India has become now. It's a pity thing, you know. India was a golden bird at one time. We have to revive our own culture. Prabhupada said, I hope from Indians. Prabhupada preached in America. He got Americans. Prabhupada said, one day will come when Indians will take by seeing Americans, and then our movement will expand. Because for Indians, devotion is very natural, no? It's very natural for us. We need little guidance, that's all. Everybody has faith. Little logic and knowledge. So, yeah. That's how you have to speak. In 16 chapter, 17 chapter, if you read, Krishna is training us how to speak. Krishna is training how to eat. A system of eating food. Yeah, how to walk. How to pass stool. How to shit. You have to learn. Sorry to say that, but it's there. Now you may say, oh, come on. You have to learn all these things. You're crazy. No, actually, everything has to be learned. Everything has to be learned. No, you have to learn. Life is for learning, no? Life is for learning. You have to learn, learn. Life is not for downloading. We are now downloading. Internet age, we download, no? Keep on seeing information. It keeps on coming. Facebook, WhatsApp, Google, this. And then what happens? Prabhupada says, information, and then no reformation. Nothing happens. Because there's no thinking, no processing. You're getting, no. So, for learning, you don't have to learn so much. For learning, you have to think and apply. That's what you have to do. You have to read these books, think and apply. Then you learn. Otherwise, you don't learn. Master, jack of all trade? Master, no. So, okay, this is common, pretty common, but it's not common. Prabhupada is not repeating. I'll give you example. I don't know how much you can appreciate, but this is the purport to this verse. Now this is Bhagavad Gita verse 7 chapter 29th verse. Krishna says, intelligent persons who are endeavoring for liberation from old age and death, take refuge in me in devotional service. Did you get this statement? I don't think so you got this. Otherwise, if you had got this, you would have been surprised. Intelligent persons who are endeavoring for liberation from old age and death, take refuge in me in devotional service. What is the problem with this statement? Is there any problem? This is Krishna saying to Krishna, Arjuna. I just told you. Persons who want freedom from birth, that is old age, they take refuge in me. What is the problem? What kind of service is this? Conditional or unconditional? Conditional. This is conditional, no? Krishna is saying, intelligent person, come to me for getting liberated from cycle of birth, that is old age. This is condition. You are putting condition on God. I am serve you, you give me. Now, but Krishna says intelligent persons. Now, how do you understand that? It is not pure devotion. You don't go to Krishna for getting release from birth and death. Although we know if you go to Krishna, automatically it will be done. That's okay. So, that's what Prabhupada explains in the purport. Why people, devotees are very intelligent. You know why? You go and go to Krishna and you can ask him, okay, release me from birth and disease, old age. Krishna will tell, okay, ask me something. Now you may say, Krishna has served you so much, so many years. I want you to liberate me from birth, death, disease, old age. Okay, one proposal. Another proposal, you can say, Krishna, I want spiritual body. You understand spiritual body? Spiritual body, you know? Spiritual body is body you get in spiritual world. By that body, you can serve God. What is so special in that body? In this body, you get hunger, just like now. Now you are thinking, when will program finish? Yaar, bhook lag rahi hai. After some time. So if you get hunger, then you get distracted, no? From God. You get sleep, you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Finish. After 1 hour, Hare Krishna. This happens, no? Some people really chant pathetic, you know. Some people chant Hare Krishna, and so sleep. And then all saliva on the beads. And you get a... It's pathetic, actually. I don't know, it happened to all of you, but it happens to many people. So, now we want to chant, but we get sleep, no? Now sleep is a hindrance, hunger is a hindrance. For hunger, you have to work to get roti, kapda, makan. That's a hindrance, no? You have to take care of body. So this body is a hindrance in devotional service. It is a blessing and it is a hindrance, because without body, you can't do devotional service. But it's a hindrance. So Krishna, we ask Krishna, give me spiritual body. Why do you want spiritual body? Because spiritual body, there is no hunger, no thirst, no sleep. So you can serve Krishna 24 hours. You can imagine? We want spiritual body for service. So if you get spiritual body, you get spiritual body where? When you go back to Krishna, you get spiritual body. And when you go back to Krishna, automatically you are released from birth and death. Is it? Because you are released from this material body. Birth is subjected to this material body, no? Material body is over, you get spiritual body. Spiritual body, you have no birth, death. Automatically, your desire to get free of birth, death, disease, it's fulfilled. So, what prayer you will do? Will you ask Krishna freedom from birth, death, disease, old age, or spiritual body? What do you say? Yeah, because if you ask release from birth, death, disease, old age, then you will simply get released from birth, death, disease, old age, but you will not get spiritual body. But if you have spiritual body, you get spiritual body, and also, that is why Krishna says intelligent persons. And Prabhupada says in the purport, birth, death, disease, old age affect this material body, but not spiritual body. Prabhupada brings the point of spiritual body here. He doesn't generally bring this point of spiritual body with birth, death, disease, old age. So you see, Prabhupada is not repeating. That is another way to read Prabhupada's books. Please read in the context. Context. This verse is there. There is explanation for this verse. You have to put a context. If you don't put a context, then you can make anything out of anything. No? Without context, nothing makes sense. Suppose, for example, after lecture, somebody asks you, okay, Prabhuji, so what did you hear in this lecture? What did you understand? So you will say, okay, I understood. I learned that Keshavanand Prabhu is a doctor. You can say that? That's a sum and substance of the lecture. But that's precisely putting information out of context. That was just an introduction of the speaker. Okay? You get my point? So don't put information out of context. That's a way of reading books. I am also telling you how to read books while I am explaining you what is the importance of reading books. Two things are going parallel, if you can focus. Later I'll summarize. So keep the context. When you're reading Gita, read the verse, read the purport, and try to relate with the verse. Because generally what happens with any speaker is, he will read this word, purport, translation, everything, and then he will catch this word, spiritual body. And then he will start. You know what? I was in California, and I was very young, and some person met me, and there my body got diseased. And then I got to a hospital, I took this medicine, and this, and lecture is over. And in the end, Hare Krishna. Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I finish, this happens. Take one word, speak out of context. Lecture finished. You understand what I'm trying to say? I was in South India, there was one devotee, and he read the book of Prabhupada, purport, and in that book, there was this word coming, coal. Coal. So Prabhupada was explaining, so just like coal miners are working in coal, similarly, people who are in hell, that's the same experience. Dark. Coal mines, it's dark, no? Dark, smoky. So Prabhupada was explaining, that is experience in hell. Dark, smoky. So that devotee, he read everything. He took the word coal. And then you have to explain, no? After reading the, you have to explain, you're giving a lecture. And then he's giving lecture, and then he took coal. And then he was saying, see, my grandfather used to work in coal industry. In America, how many coal industries are there? This much coal cost, and and lecture over. It is not his story, it is our story. We do all the time this thing. We hear something, put it out of context, make a story out of it, and go back home as if you have understood everything. Is it? It happens with all of us, no? But the point is, probably we may not have understood anything. Like, for example, after hearing Ramayana, after hearing entire lecture of Mahabharata Gita, well, you know what people ask? If you ask him, what did you learn? Yeah, I learned one thing. Karam karo, phal ki chinta mat karo. You know this? You know Hindi? What is Gita? Do your duty. My grandmother, you know, she was hearing some Gita lecture. And I asked her after that, what did you learn? You know what she told? She told, you know what? I learned that you should marry. Oh, come on, you know. Where did you hear this? And that speaker was speaking about marriage of Krishna and Rukmani. And she took out the word marriage and she started putting out of context, thinking in her mind, and then she wrote, I told, he didn't speak like that. And he told, I'm pretty sure he spoke that you should marry. I told, come on, you know, he's not after me, that speaker. So don't put out. You can see, put in context. This is how we read books. There has to be a seminar, how to read. That's one seminar, but it's not. Anyway, I want to finish also. Okay, so this I'll finish. I'll just leave it. Okay. Okay. You read the statement. What's the statement? Concentration of mind upon Krishna, the Supreme, is made possible by prescribed devotional service in 9 different forms. What do you mean by this? You have to serve Krishna in 9 different forms. What are the 9 different forms of service? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Archanam. Okay, good. That's okay. So how many times you have read this in Prabhupada books? Many times, no? Again and again Prabhupada says, hearing, chanting, Shravanam, Kirtanam, 9 forms of devotional service Krishna. But Prabhupada books are not repeating. When you read Prabhupada books, there's another tip. Please read fully. Please read the entire statement, the entire story. Otherwise, you will think Prabhupada is repeating. No. After this statement, Prabhupada writes this. But this is some gibberish anyway. Different form. This word which is looking odd. This is Shravanam. Shravanam. Fonts are missing. 9 different forms, of which Shravanam is the first and most important. So that is why I asked you, if you want to choose between hearing and chanting, what do you choose? Hearing. That's more important. You got your answer? If you want to choose between hearing and chanting, what do you choose? Hearing. Prabhupada says hearing is the most important. Not chanting. Now, if you go to folio, if you put a search on folio, probably this is for Kanupriya, she is on Vanipedia. If you put search on folio, what is the most important limb in devotional service? What will say? It will always say Shravanam, not Kirtanam. It's always Shravanam. Hearing. And when you're reading books, you're also hearing. You're hearing to Prabhupada, no? You're hearing to the author. When you're reading the book, that is why, if you want to choose between reading and chanting, what do you choose? Reading. Or hearing. But out of reading and hearing, what is better? Hearing. Hearing mein paki paka khichdi mil rahi hai na. Reading mein aap kahan se nikaloge? Always choose hearing and reading. Why? Because if you hear and read, chanting will automatically, you will do. What you will hear? What devotee will say? Chant. That's the end point, no? If you hear and read, automatically you will chant. But if you simply keep on chanting, don't hear and read, your chanting will also come down. You understand? That is why Prabhupada says, hearing is most important. That's why we are hearing here. We are trying to hear. We are trying to enthuse ourselves, inspire ourselves. Read and hear. Always read and hear. I'll just finish here now, quickly. This is one statement of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is not repeating. See this statement. This statement, anybody can. This statement is from Krishna book. No, it's not coming fully. Prabhupada has written Krishna book. You know Krishna book. This is one statement. What is this? One gopi is saying to Krishna. Can you read this?
We are simply your maid servant and slaves. Please, therefore, accept us by showing us your beautiful lotus-like face.
These gopis are saying to Krishna. Anything unusual in this statement or simple? It's simple, no? Can you find anything unusual? So when you read Prabhupada books, you have to focus. Every statement has different levels of meaning. I'll show you. There are at least 10 meanings I can get out of this statement. At least I. But I'll tell you 3 of them. The rest of them I'll tell you, you'll say I'm mad. But you see, one thing is, Prabhupada is saying, we are simply your maid servants and, what is this?
Slaves.
This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. All Acharyas, Madhvacharya, Ramanacharya, they said, serve Krishna. Become his servants. Mahaprabhu said, okay, we want to become servants, but more than that, we want to become slaves. You know what's the difference between servant and slaves? You know? What's the difference between servants and slaves? One difference. Servants get their pay, but slaves never. Servants, after their service, they might get pay, they might not get pay, might not also, but definitely nobody will beat the servant. But slaves, after they serve, they'll get always they get good beating. No, that's why slave, you know. He's a slave. So that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. This highest level of devotion, which is found in Vrindavan. We are following that. Our mood is, Krishna, you engage us in your service and you exploit us. This is a very big concept, I mean to say, very big concept. This is what slave is, no? Slave, you exploit slave, no? Use and throw, no? That slave. And many people used to kill them. He's my property, you know, I'll kill them. That's what devotees feel. I'm property of Krishna. Krishna, you use me or reject me, but I'll keep on serving you. You give me happiness, you don't give me happiness. You give me satisfaction, don't give me satisfaction. No problem. Please, but allow me to serve you. I am satisfied in that. Don't you think that's the highest level of devotion? You can really think about it or what? Really, it's difficult to conceive this. Difficult to practice this. So our prayer to Krishna is, Krishna exploit us. If Krishna exploits you, it's your fortune. God. And God exploitation is always good. Don't take exploitation in negative terms. When God kills somebody, he gets liberation, no? So when God exploits somebody, he will be benefited. He will go to spiritual world. That is why God will not even... I mean, to say, not to talk about blessings. He doesn't give blessings so easily. He will not exploit so easily. He will not do anything with you. Because, you know, so you know him. What do we say? That person, Ashwatthama. You know Ashwatthama? So Ashwatthama once came to Krishna. And he said to Krishna, Krishna, you give me your chakra. Chakra? Krishna said, okay. So why do you want my chakra? So Ashwatthama told, see Krishna, practically, frankly, I want to tell you, I want your chakra to kill you. I don't speak lies, I'm Brahman. So Krishna said, okay, anyway, I've given a vow, take my chakra, if you can take, you can take it. So Krishna, can you close that? So Krishna gives that chakra to Ashwatthama. And as soon as the chakra was coming near Ashwatthama, it became so hot. Ashwatthama told, look, I can't. Just take it back. I can't take this. Krishna, I forgot planning to kill you. You know, forget it. Just take this. He was psyched out. Then Krishna told, then Balramji told, Krishna, just kill him, you know. Forget it. Just kill him. He's just a foolish. He's asking your chakra to kill you. Like, this is height of madness. Just kill him. So Krishna told Balram, everybody's neck is not so fortunate to be touched by my Sudarshan. So to be killed by Lord, that's good fortune. He'll not do anything with us. With non-devotee, he doesn't do anything. So that's where this prayer. Okay, this is one level. You get, it's very deep. It's not easy to pure unconditional love. Just like lover and beloved. You sacrifice. If you sacrifice for Krishna, Krishna will sacrifice you for you. If you give 24 hours to him, he will give 24 hours. 24 hours, I don't mean you leave your job. It should be in your mind. Your mind should be trained like that. And Gopi says, accept us by showing your beautiful face. Now, what do you mean by this? Accept us by showing your beautiful face. Anybody can get anything out of it? Accept us by showing your beautiful face. It's so nice, no? Now, if you want to get something out of it, please don't concentrate on lotus-like face. That's not the word you want to concentrate here. Neither on beautiful. So Krishna is saying, is anybody a savant here or a genius? What Prabhupada? I'm training you how to read Prabhupada books. Every sentence you have to think. Read one sentence, go out in park, think. Because these are spiritual books. Spiritual books are coming from spiritual word. Spiritual word means infinite meanings. No, Krishna is God. He's infinite. You have infinite meanings. So, Gopi says, accept us by showing your beautiful face. That means, Gopis are praying to Krishna. Krishna, please accept us as your servant. Is it? So as a devotee, what's our prayer? Krishna, please accept us. No? Accept my service. But we need some evidence for that, isn't it? I mean to say, like your offering. Now, how do you know Krishna has accepted your offering? How do you know that? How do you know? Same thing will come out. Not even a single pinch of salt will be less, no? Same thing. Now we need some evidence, I mean to say. We have faith, but we need some evidence for that. Now what is that evidence? Just keep it, yeah. Keep it quickly, yeah. Otherwise I'm getting disturbed. Okay, keep it here. And maybe you can chant prayers from there. That's okay. Without bell. You don't ring bell when there's a lecture. Just close your eyes, meditate. That's the system to chant. Seriously, offering has to be done like that. Offering, ting, ting, ting. No. Offering has to be done. I'm just telling. Offering, when you say Hare, mantras, all mantras, you know mantras, no? After mantras, you sit and meditate how Krishna is taking your food. You have to pray to him. Please accept this offering. He'll not accept like that. You have to really pray, Krishna, please accept this. It is my humble offering, no? But the point is, we need some evidence. Now he's not going to give us evidence, no, like that. He's not going to give us evidence like that. But Gopi is saying, Krishna, give me some evidence. Krishna says, okay, what evidence you want that I've accepted to you? Accepted you. If somebody accepts us, what he will do? Just like he is doing. He's coming to meet me, no? So if anybody accepts you, he'll come to meet you, no? Isn't it? If you tell your girlfriend, so my girlfriend, do you accept me as your boyfriend? She will say, okay, come tonight. That's the answer, no? This means she has accepted, no? She'll not say, I've accepted you. That's not love. She'll say, okay, so what are you doing tonight? Maybe in American terms. Okay, fine. So, okay, fix ho gaya, sab kuch nahi. What's happening, you know? Like, let's leave it. No, pani chodo. Pani chodo. Pani wahi se. Yeah. Abhi pani ya sar ke upar ja raha hai. I'm frankly talking. We are all in ocean of birth and death. We are in ocean. But that's okay. I think we'll keep it. So, when Krishna will accept you, the first thing what he'll do? Somebody accepts you, what he does? He comes and meets you, no? Krishna accepts you, what he'll do? He'll come and meet you. That's what gopis are saying. Accept us by, if you want to focus on any word, that's by. By showing us your beautiful face. Krishna, we need evidence that you have accepted us. Krishna says, what evidence? We need evidence. Please show yourself. If you show yourself, we are convinced you have accepted us. You understand? There's a difference. So that's the evidence. We want to see Krishna, not to really see him. We want to see Krishna to get an evidence that he has accepted our service. That's our mood. That's our mood. Anyway. Should I finish? It's too much. Is it? Hare Krishna. We'll put you in anesthesia if you just do like that. Okay. So, anyway. Okay, so Prabhupada books have everything. Oh, sorry. What I was talking, Prabhupada books doesn't repeat. I don't know whether it's relevant to you. Prabhupada translates Karma Yoga as Bhakti Yoga. Have anybody read? If you read Gita, Prabhupada translates Karma Yoga as Bhakti Yoga. If you carefully read. Always he's talking about devotion. He doesn't talk about Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. It's everything devotion. So when you read books of Prabhupada, keep focus on words. And Prabhupada explains why he does like that. In his purport, it is missing here. This is yagyas. Therefore the yagyas are directly aimed at particular demigods mentioned in Vedas. Indirectly it is practice of Krishna consciousness. Karma Yoga means doing yagyas. Why they are like that? You have to sometimes scold them. लातों के भूत बातों से नहीं मानते. कभी कभी scolding भी जरूरी होती है नहीं. Okay, so by the way, Chanakya Pandit says, below 14 years you should scold children. After 14 years they are adult. Never scold them. Otherwise they'll beat you. Yeah, adult. No. So below 14 years, ताड़न, you understand? You have to scold them. You have to always scold them, because if you don't scold children, they'll get out of control. So, yeah. So, mother does the job of loving. Father does the job of scolding. That's father's job. Father should not love much. If father starts loving, then child will get spoiled. So, it's like a company, no? In every company, you have human resource department. So, boss will say, you're fired, this. Then human resource department will come. No problem, everything will come all right. Somebody is to console you, no? And that's what is Dharma Shastra teaching us. In olden days, it was like that. No, father was very strict. You know, but fathers were very... And females were super soft for the kid. So, he used to get both. Okay, so Prabhupada says, Karma Yoga means doing yagyas. Now, Prabhupada translates Karma Yoga as Bhakti Yoga, because Karma Yoga is indirectly practice of Bhakti. You know by what previously people used to do Karma Yoga? They used to do yagyas, and yagyas for demigods. You know, morning, evening. Now also South India, they do Sandhya Vandanam and all those. Now, this is a Vedic system to do for demigods. Why? Because demigods, they train us how to serve God. Now, there was an example of Chandidas. There was a devotee, Chandidas. He was worshipping Chandi. You know Chandi? Kali. Mm-hmm. So, he was worshipping Kali. So, he was pure worshipper. Unconditional service for Kali. He didn't, he was not asking anything and he was so happy serving Kali. After many, many years of serving Kali, he asked one question to Kali. Kali, please give me moksha. Chandi, moksha, liberation. Please give me liberation. He asked Chandi. Chandi told, well, I cannot give. Only Krishna can give. And Chandidas, come on, he said, why didn't you tell me on the first day? I wasted my time. If you can't give moksha, then you would have told, you know, I would have got to Krishna and you didn't tell me on first day. I wasted 40 years of my life serving you and you can't give. What the hell? Then Chandi told to Chandidas, Chandidas, you never asked me. You assumed that I can give liberation. You assumed by hearing from people that Kali can give liberation. But today you're asking me, I'm telling you frankly. But no problem, don't be worried, because I have trained you all the years how to serve God. The amount of intensity and purity you are serving me, same you put for Krishna. No problem. Now we have to learn things, no? But he didn't have to learn, because he already served Chandi. She trained him like that. You get my point? So Karma Yoga is indirectly practice of Bhakti Yoga. Get my point? That is why many people do demigod worship. Okay, fine. So that is indirect way to go to God. They do worship of demigods. Then after some time they meet some saints. Or maybe demigod says, I can't give you moksha, if he's lucky. And then he directs him to Krishna. So, no problem. That's an indirect way. But we take to direct way. Why don't you directly come to Krishna? That's a common sense. So, that's why Prabhupada translates Karma Yoga as Bhakti Yoga. So, you have to keep track on words. There are so many words. Prabhupada gives different meanings to different words. Keep track on word-to-word meaning when you are reading Gita. Prabhupada translates Buddhi Yoga as... So, if you want to translate this word Buddhi Yoga, how do you translate? What is the literal translation for that? What is the translation of Buddhi?
Intelligence
Yoga, no? But Prabhupada doesn't translate intelligence. Prabhupada translates Buddhi Yoga as action. Buddhi doesn't translate as intelligence, but action. You know why? Because intelligence without action is foolishness. If you plan something, if you don't execute, what's the use? Oh, you are there behind. I can't see you. It's like, you can... Come here. He was only telling in the car. You have to do. Just do it. Don't just keep on thinking. Thinking doesn't make change. Action makes change. So what's the use of that intelligence if you keep on thinking and don't do anything? If you come into program, yes, I will chant tomorrow. Next program, I'll chant. That's not intelligence. Intelligence is start from now. Because if you don't do, without doing, you will not understand. Just like, if I tell you dance, if there's a dance party going on, if I tell you dance and you're sitting in one corner, no, and you're all dancing, you will say, well, come. No. It happens, no? And then and one of you go and pull him, no? Pull him in the dance. And what will happen? As soon as he's inside, he also start dancing, no? It happens with all of us. So similarly, just by thinking, I'll do, you'll never do. Just do it. Just jump. You learn swimming. You don't learn swimming without jumping in water. So that's the idea. That's what Prabhupada translates Buddhi Yoga as action. Such a beautiful translation. I never heard this translation in any of the books. No Acharya is translating Buddhi Yoga as that. So that's why I told Prabhupada books are practical. Enthusiasm. How does Prabhupada translate enthusiasm as? What do you say enthusiasm means? You are?
Excited.
Active, inspired? Okay. Prabhupada translates enthusiasm as practical action. Not just action. Practical action. Now, enthusiasm can be just by practical action. Suppose your girlfriend comes and tells you, I love you so much, by my heart, by my soul, by everything. But you cook yourself. What's that love? That's nonsense. I love you so much last 20 years, but I didn't give you any gift. So love is expressed by action. Your enthusiasm to love somebody, serve somebody is expressed by action. And that is what Prabhupada, but not just action, practical action. To do something practically. I mean to say action can be done. I did that, but nothing happened. What can I do? It's mistake of Krishna, it's not my mistake. No, you have to practically do something. You have to plan and do. Practical means planning. So enthusiasm means planning. A businessman is so enthusiastic to earn money. So what he does? He plans, no? He plans. He doesn't do something like that. So planned action, that is enthusiasm. So we plan for Krishna. Okay, now I'll chant one round. So in 1 month I'll come to 2 rounds. Some planning should be there. 3 months I'll come to 3 rounds. This book I'll read in this month. Some planner has to be there. Some charting. So you'll progress. You should know your progress. No, otherwise, this is science. This is Krishna consciousness. Not just a puja. ISKCON is different. ISKCON is trying to help you grow and go to God in this life. This program is not just I puja ki haan Krishna Bhagwan bahut achhe hain. Generally hota hai na. Indians, it is nice, good, Prashad, how are you? It's nice. No, it's not nice. It is seriousness, serious business. Serious, no. We are talking about life and death. In next life, what you are going to become, you do not know. What are you going to become next life? Anybody? What, animal? Ghost? Human? Nobody knows. So Prabhupada says, complete your mission in this life. This life we have to go back to. This life we have to get spiritual body, go back. Next life, nobody knows what's going to happen. So, you have to see it here. Okay, what does Prabhupada translate bhava as? What's the meaning of bhava? Emotions, no? Literal translation. But if you see Prabhupada's books, he will translate bhava as... No... Determination. Because emotions without determinations have no value. No? You may say, I have so much emotions for Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. But then you come in one program, two programs. Krishna is only so. And then forget everything. Did you have real emotions? No, real emotion is shown by determination. And determination is shown by how much you perform that activity in spite of all obstacles. Is it? That is determination. So freedom fighters, they told, we love our country. We have so much emotions for our Bharatma, no? Bharatma. And why we praise them? Because they were determined to do anything for India. In spite of all obstacles. That is Prabhupada's explanation of... So keep track on words. Prabhupada is redefining words. This is very important. His every word is important. Okay, fine. Illusion. What is illusion? I'll just go quickly now. I'll just finish in 5 minutes. Fast forward mode. Okay. Illusion means what? How does Prabhupada translate, huh?
Imagination.
Imagination? Okay, you're close to that. Anything?
Which is not true.
Inability to see the facts.
One word. That's okay. One word. Huh?
Abstract.
This is again abstract. Abstract, what is abstract? No. Illusion, Prabhupada gives superb explanation. He translates illusion as misconceptions. Simple. We are misconceiving ourselves as body. That is illusion. It's beautiful translation of illusion. I never read anywhere. This is Prabhupada books. And then I'll just leave it. Prabhupada books are not boring, because if you read Prabhupada books, if you read Prabhupada books really, then you know what you will do. You will jump out of this window, catch hold of something, somebody, and tell him Krishna is supreme. If you don't accept, then you will have it. You will not do like that, of course. But the point is, you have so much enthusiasm to preach. That is fire of preaching. No book can enthuse you to preach. You can read other books, other Krishna books, other Gita Press books are also there. No, you know Gita Press? Other people have written other commentaries. But by reading other commentaries, you don't get enthusiasm to preach. You can get some information. But by reading Prabhupada books, you want to spread this message. You have this fire. Okay, let me spread. Why? Because you get the spirit of Bhagavad Gita. That's the spirit all about. Prabhupada is saying, preaching is always difficult. You cannot take it easy. Preaching must be a fight. Prabhupada says preaching is fighting. You're fighting, no? Fighting with what? We're fighting with wrong ideas, which are in society, no? What I'm doing here? I'm preaching, you know? What I'm doing? Actually, I'm fighting with you. Seriously, I'm fighting with your mind. Your mind has doubts. I'm fighting with them and trying to remove them. So it might seem a peaceful place, but it's not peaceful. It's fighting, and that's why you're not feeling sleepy. Because I'm fighting with you. Your mind is fighting with me. Your subconscious mind is working. Or I'm making it work. I'm a good psychologist, you know. I can track minds of people. Seriously. Otherwise, you are hearing for 2 hours. But nobody slept. Anybody slept? Nobody. I can catch your attention.
So it's already 2 hours over?
It is 1 hour 45 minutes.
Sorry. It doesn't feel like.
It doesn't feel like, no? I can speak for 4 hours and you will not feel like. 100%. Because if you read Gita, you'll become the best psychologist. Gita will help you understand other people. So not only God. If you can read Gita, you can scan in this material world very good. In your material life also, it will be good. You know, you can know people, how he's thinking, what he's going to do, what will happen. You can scan people. That's Gita. That's knowledge, no? My knowledge you can scan, no? So preaching is fight. And just see, this is I got a quotation from letter of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is writing in this letter. This 1970. This beautiful letter. Can you read this? And you get some kind of shock.
Please accept my humble obeisances. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your kind letter dated 24th.
Okay, wait. This Prabhupada is writing a letter to a devotee. He's writing a letter to a devotee who is very old in America. And now what he's writing, just read it.
And I am very glad to learn that your last responsibility in family affairs are now discharged. Your 2 daughters are now married. Now in this ripe old age.
In this ripe old age. This means this guy should be around 65, 70 years old. Now daughters ho gaya, sab ho gaya. Ripe old age. Now what Prabhupada is saying? In this ripe old age,
you can devote yourself for spreading Krishna consciousness movement all over the world.
You can imagine. Prabhupada is telling 70 old man, now you have done your responsibilities, 2 daughters are married, everything. Now what to do? Instead of telling him, go to Vrindavan, sit and do your bhajan. That's what ideal, no? Prabhupada says, now you can devote yourself for spreading Krishna consciousness movement, not all over this Cincinnati, all over world. Prabhupada thinks big because he wants to save this planet, not some city or people. And when you read his books, you start thinking big. Start thinking big. You have to save world. And if you want to save world, first you have to save yourself, you know. But if you want to save world, you will save yourself. You are included. If you want to save yourself, you will not be able to save yourself, neither this world. Because if you want to save the world, you will prepare yourself. And then you can, you know what, this is absolute logic. So in Europe, there was a time, and when there was Black Death, you know Black Death? Plague. In Europe at one time, 1960s, plague spread all over Europe. 26 million Europeans died. In that plague, 26 million Jews, Europeans, let me say. Plague, you know plague, everybody? Plague spread. Now what happened? There was one, and there was no treatment. That's a problem. People are dying. So there was one Christian's doctor. He thought, let me be just with all these people and try some treatment on them. Let me help them. Okay, if I die, no problem. So he went in that very dangerous. Now, if you contract, you will die. You're dead. So many Christians ran away here and there. Many people ran away. Come on, you know, we don't even want to touch them. But he went there. He tried helping them with some kind of knowledge. He was trying something, some hot fermentation, some onion, some juice, something. And at the end, he himself got plague. He got plague while serving people. And then what happened was, this is a real story. And then what happened was, because he was trying on other people, he was getting some success. He could understand that this kind of medicine might work. Some formula he devised while serving people. And then that formula he refined, he read more books, applied on himself. And his plague got cured. And that was a cure of plague. From there. So how did he get cured of plague? By treating himself or by treating others? Others. Because he got experience. If he would have done on himself, no experience, just on himself. Similarly, by preaching, you can get pure faster rather than making yourself pure and then preaching. Some people think, I don't know anything, how should I preach? No problem. If you don't know anything, outside people know nothing. You understand? If you think you don't know anything, they have absolutely nothing. They even do not know who is Krishna, who is Radha, what is Supreme Personality of Godhead. What do you mean by that? So just speak, just spread this knowledge. Whatever you can. It's not necessary to give lecture. Just speak to anybody. You can preach to your kid. You can preach to your servant if they're servant. Husband can preach to wife. Wife can preach to husband. When husband comes in evening, wife can say, okay, I prepared a lecture. Sit down. And he has to sit down. And here you. No. He has to sit down. So that, so the tendency to boss over in wives, you can use it in this Krishna conscious way. So it will be good. It's a good thing, no? So anyway, I'm just joking. So point is, by giving, you get more. By taking, whatever you take, that's also destroyed. So spread this. Or people who are spreading, help them. This is amazing, Prabhupada said. So preaching, Prabhupada books are not boring. If you don't preach, they will be boring. If you don't serve, they will be boring. Then you will say, oh yeah, I read Prabhupada books. But in Prabhupada books, it is not written who is the daughter of uncle of Krishna. I didn't find. It's so boring. So if you are after information, you will not get much. But you have to have realization and practical knowledge, you will get everything. Information you can find anywhere. Wo pata lag jayega Krishna ki chachi ke bete ke pua ke beta kaun hai. You can know, no problem. But that doesn't make any difference, even if you know. This makes a difference. This knowledge. And then I'll finish. Prabhupada books are highly systematic. I'll just go quickly. Prabhupada chapters are systematic. Prabhupada's theme is systematic. If you want to know something about lust, if you read Bhagavad Gita, there are sections. It seems it's not systematic, but it is systematic. If you want to know about desires, okay, where do you go? Third chapter, 36 verse. Two-third chapter, 43 verse. Krishna talks about desires. Everything is very systematic, provided we look properly. It's all structured. But it seems as chaos. There are no points, but it's structured, if you carefully look at it. If you want to know about soul and super soul, 15 chapter, 16th verse to 20th verse. If you want to know about faith, 9 chapter, 11th verse. Everything about faith. If you want to know about hearing, 7 chapter, 1st verse. If you want to know about symptoms of pure devotee, 10th chapter, 9th verse. I'm trying to impress you on the point that things are systematic. Just you have to read it carefully. Everything, all Gita, all books are divided into topics, into themes, into a logic. And I'll just go on. Last excuse, no time. What is the answer for that? Now, even after saying this, finally you'll say, Prabhu, no time. You wasted your time. 2 hours on me. Because no time. So, what's the answer for this? Anybody? What's the answer? Yes. Yes. You need to take out time. You have heard this? Where there is will, there is a way. Very simple. Very simple but very powerful. If there is will, there is way. People who are chanting 16 rounds, you know all of you. Like initially we asked you to chant one round?
No time.
No time, no? Yeah, one round, no time. I mean to say, yeah, frankly, no? Everybody, people say, like how many rounds you are chanting?
16.
Okay, now, but how many people are chanting one round? One round, how many people are chanting here? Yeah. Some people 2 rounds, 3 rounds, 4 rounds? Okay, some people, so it's difficult, you know, to find time 4 rounds. But when you keep on chanting, same time, same life, same person, you're chanting 16 rounds. How do you get that? How do you do that? How does it happen? Because Krishna, if there is will, if you have a will, Krishna will inspire you from your heart. You can take out time like that. He can expand time, no? You may not feel it, he's expanding, but he'll expand time. He can contract time. In sadness, you feel time is very long. In happy, goes like this. So there's expansion and contraction. And especially if you go to science, I mean, to say relativity also says time expands and contracts. It's not something bizarre. So if relativity can do that, why can't Krishna do that? Krishna expands. So there is time, there is will. I was in Omaha, there was one couple. I was telling them, you know, please read all this seminar. Then I told, where there is will, there is way. Then they told me, Prabhu, actually no time. I told, come on. Where there is will, there is way. And his wife told me, yeah, actually, then she thought about it. Yeah, there is a way. His wife told me, yes, we have time. When I go to office, I have lunch time. And lunch time I simply waste eating and gossiping around. So I'll just eat lunch in 15 minutes. I'll sit in my car, read 45 minutes there. So she got an idea, no? You got an idea and you can spend time. So you can get time if you want. But you will want to read books if you get interest in reading books, no? And you will get interest in reading books by how? By reading books. That's all. There's no other way. If you want to dance, dance. If you want to swim, swim. If you want to become enthusiastic, be enthusiastic. If you want to read books, read books. Simple. So, that is final. This is, you can note. How to read books? I have talked about so many things. These are practical tips to read books. Keep in mind when you are reading books, please follow and practice. If you read and don't follow and practice, these books will make no sense to you. Small books are not small. Small books have all details. Read them very carefully. You're reading Bhagavad Gita, that's nice, read that. But please make it a point to read small books. Small, don't neglect them. There are so many things. I can talk on a small book for 3 months. On one book, I can keep on talking. It is so much there. Read letters and conversations. This point, letters, conversations, no need for beginners. You don't need to read. Might be a little confusing. You can read books, Bhagavad Gita. For devotees, they should read letters and conversations. Please read. Read in context, I told you. Don't go out of context. Observe minor details when Prabhupada. Observe special statements what Prabhupada is writing. Observe layers or meanings in the statements. There are layers or meanings. Just like I gave example of gopis, please accept us. Word-to-word meaning. Keep a track on word-to-word meaning. Buddhi means action, not intelligence. Imbibe the mood of preaching. Prabhupada is writing with the force to preach. Preaching means compassion. You want to distribute, no, knowledge. And you have to fight with wrong ideas to save ignorant people. Is it? That's compassion. Speak strongly. Speak strongly means speak what Prabhupada said. Speak that in a palatable way, no problem. Explain them. Find theme and systematic logic. It's there? It's not there. Find theme and systematic logic in the book, in the books of Prabhupada. If you keep all these points, this is how to read. The tips of reading Prabhupada books. And that's why Prabhupada said, Prabhupada has written in small book, Sense of Self-Realization. I shall never die. I shall live forever in my books. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay. Thank you for listening for... Now it's two hours. Any questions? And then you can have prasadam.
Small questions.
Yeah.
Maybe for me and the devotees.
Yes.
And then maybe and then small comment. First question is, you are just saying there that, what's that? We should have unconditional...
Love.
Love or service. Mm-hmm. There is another factor called desire also is coming. unconditional means we understood, we should not ask for anything.
Yeah.
But we can't, same time, we can't be desireless also. Prabhupada says, we should have, being human being, we can't be.
So my answer was, so what you have to desire? Desire for service. Not for, that is unconditional. Service is a reward of service. So focus your desire on service. That's all. Everything Krishna will do for you. No, rest assured, he will do everything for you. Serve him. That's all. That is that desire.
That is the best, highest.
Yeah, that's the highest thing.
Yeah, ultimately, is. Even if serving, Prabhupada says, if you have a spiritual desire, obviously, what is the ultimate end? We cannot be totally desireless.
So what is spiritual desire?
Spiritual desire is, go take me back to your lotus feet.
Yeah, that's one thing. Okay, take me back to your lotus feet. Prabhupada said in one of his purport in Bhagavad Gita, devotee is not interested to go back to Golok. In 9th chapter. He will take us, Prabhupada said. So Prabhupada said, in a lower conception of devotional service, devotee desires, okay, please take me back. But when we advance, when devotion really becomes unconditional, Krishna, I don't want to even desire to come to you. You decide what to do with me. So I was telling the topmost conception.
Unconditional surrender.
Yeah, unconditional. That's what Prabhupada defines.
Okay, another point, you brought out that Brahma stage, that intelligent quote you were
using. Which one?
One of the purport you were mentioning.
That intelligent persons.
Yeah, right. That second or third line from the...
Bottom.
That Brahma was referring to Brahma Bhuta stage or what?
No, that Brahma was referring to Brahma Bhuta stage.
Oh.
Brahma, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. One more thing is, as you rightly told, we should not take things out of context.
Yeah.
Like slave is a big word, like surrender means everybody will stay.
Yeah.
And we have a tendency, Prabhuji, just to read from here and there different places.
Yeah.
As you absolutely told, like, so many devotees come, they repeat, again you repeated, that's nice of you. We should not read here and there, we have everything in our Gita.
Yeah, we have Gita.
Try to interpret that.
Yeah.
But somehow we think, different places. Different
you understand, that's a problem in ISKCON,
Right.
And that's where, everywhere actually.
Go out the internet.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah.
So, we try to interpret. Your message is very clear.
I think I made it clear to all of you. Is it? Yes. I was at least little successful to convey this message that Prabhupada books are important. What do you say? Do you feel now?
Yes.
They are important.
So we are really thankful again, reiterating same message. And then question is another last question. Then chanting is very essential, as we understand. Now you have just. Giving us another direction. That is good. And the sense is the hearing is the most powerful sense among all.
Yeah.
When you are sleeping also, our sense will be very
active. Yeah. Prabhupada says,
That is what will make us survive.
Yeah.
Fire and all.
Yeah.
Nobody will be there, your children, wife, nobody will wake you up, but your sense will tell you there is fire.
Yeah.
Even if you sleep in dead sleep.
Yeah.
So, Prabhupada also said, how do we clear our misconception? We don't know anything, we are polluted. If we chant without knowing anything, automatically other things would follow.
That can also be done.
Little bit.
You're right. The point is, Prabhupada has many times said in purports, to masses you make them chant.
Correct.
And then classes you make them hear. Okay. Yes. But Prabhupada said by chanting, what will happen? They will be prepared for hearing. Because if their heart is not pure,
Right, so we are resisting.
Yeah, you're resisting. When you chant, then become happy. The Krishna breaks that barriers and you're ready to hear. Now this statement, Shravanam is most important limb. That is for devotees who are already chanting. Who understand the importance of chanting. It's a mixed group. Okay.
No. We are all devotees.
Yeah,
people
that's why.
Out of context.
Yeah.
No, let me read.
That's a good thing. So that's why I added. If you read, you will chant automatically.
Yeah.
Because Prabhupada is again repeating, chant. But if you simply keep on chanting, don't read, then slowly your enthusiasm will go down.
Might be vice versa. If you chant, you might read.
Yeah, if you chant. Of course, it's all, if you chant, then you will get inspired to read. If you read, you get inspired to chant.
But hearing then.
Yeah. But Prabhupada says most important is hearing. Because if you don't hear, you can't chant in proper mood. And then if you chant without proper mood, then we'll fall sleepy, no interest. So this doesn't mean that we don't have to chant. This means where you have to focus. You chant, you do everything, but focus is on association of devotees. That's all about devotion, no? Association. What do you do in association? You hear. Sadhu sangha, sarv shastra kahe. That's sadhu sangha. That's a always keep in mind, even if you leave chanting, by chance. But remain in sadhu sangha. That's what Prabhupada is telling. Remain in sadhu sangha. Don't leave sadhu sangha because they will pick you up. In that context, Prabhupada is saying, you have to, that may be proper context, yeah. That
okay, when we chant also, we listen.
Again. Yeah, we listen, yeah.
And when we chant, somebody listen. Has told you, you have heard, you will not chant.
How yeah, yeah, we will not, how. So first thing is always shravanam. Right. Always it comes shravanam. Keep on hearing, hearing, hearing.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
Prabhupada, I have one question.
Yeah.
So you said that you have read so many books all these years.
I read, yeah.
You have touched your nose like this.
Yeah.
And you are inspiring us to touch our nose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you have had this experience of going through everything and then probably reaching this. But the problem we are facing is, since, you know, right, we are all from India.
Yeah, yeah.
And we worship so many gods.
Mm.
And that thing is, we are fighting that. It's very difficult. Unless and until we read through so many things and really get convinced, it's always there. It's very difficult to take that out. I mean, I don't know how to put that. I mean, even if you...
I understand your point.
If you read some simple verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, I just read it through online, 4.7.54, it states, Lord says, one who does not consider Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, or the living entities in general to be separate from the Supreme, and one who knows Brahman actually realizes peace, others do not.
So
the literal meaning, okay, the literal meaning,
like explain, bro.
What I understood from this is, we should not consider Brahma, Shiva or Vishnu to be separate from the Lord.
So what
the literal
this,
meaning.
So what this means? That's why we need devotees. Separate, for example, you know what this means? I know what you're thinking, and it means exactly the opposite.
Right.
Because literally, this means if you look at superficially, that they are all one. They are not separate, no?
Right.
They are all one. Brahma, Vishnu, right. Okay, fine. But actually, if you really think, this is totally different. Because Prabhupada is saying not separate. If you say that they are separate, just think opposite. Okay, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh and Shiva, they are separate. This means that you have many gods. You separate. Independent gods.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Shiva is supreme. Brahma is supreme. They are all separate gods, no? But Prabhupada is saying, no. Don't consider them separate. They are one. All are devotees of Krishna. Just like son is not separate from the father. Girlfriend is not separate from the boyfriend. So devotee is not separate from God. That is why he says, don't consider them separate independent gods. That's what you have to add there. Don't consider them separate independent gods. They are all servants of God. And that's how you explain this line. And if you read Prabhupada books, the explanation will come. So, half knowledge is... Yeah. But it's not your fault.
That's why we are here.
I mean to say, I was also reading some books and I was getting super confused. But you have got an opportunity to get this devotees association. You can ask questions. I mean to say, I was reading so many books, nobody to ask question, you know. And if I was reading Vallabh Sampradaya, Nimbark, Madhava, and if I used to go to some Swamiji, Vallabhacharya is saying this, Nambakacharya, Madhavacharya, you are saying this, he said, what the hell, you know. He doesn't understand what I am talking. So, it's so complex. So, Prabhupada says, make things simple. Simple. Because the point is, we have to perfect our lives. There's no time. So you're right. To get conviction, you have to read. You're right. I agree to your point. So read Prabhupada books first. Everything is there. When you're done with foundation, then you can read others. No problem. Who is stopping you to read other books? No problem. But read first Prabhupada books. Everything is there. And then we'll get proper knowledge. Then you'll be able to scan everything properly.
And some point, Roji.
Uh-huh.
some point he will read Brahma Samhita also, where Lord Brahma himself praises Krishna, then Lord
I understand your problem, because it's there with every genuine seeker.
Every Indian, you are doing same thing.
Yeah.
Gradually, you will feel that.
So. But I think he is a genuine seeker. That's why you want to know. And I appreciate that. Not bad. I mean, I was also like that. But what I am trying to tell you is that if you go the other way, it might be very complex. And because you are in America and you are studying, you are married? Okay, are you married also? So you don't have so much time as I was having unmarried. So you'll not be able to catch. Aadhe mein hi khatam ho jayega wo energy. Catch hi nahi hogi wo kabhi. Is point of time pe nahi ho sakta. If you were bachelor, I would have told, okay, fine, go in for that. But ab impractical hai. Why do we want to do something impractical? Jo ho hi nahi sakta nahi. So forget that. Read all these books, understand, associate. Jab ye ho jayega. If you have desire, Krishna will fulfill your desire. He'll give you time. Then you will read, and then no confusion. Everything gets solved. Make sense?
Have faith. Yes, being okay. Here, Krishna will give you everything.
Yeah.
Since you are here, so now you cleared that difference. What he was thinking and what is the actual meaning. So it might happen in future also. Like when we start reading book, we might interpret it.
Might ni? You will. You will. You will. If
so,
there's no confusion, then we are not reading. Reading means confusion, no? Before knowledge, confusion comes. That's natural. If there's no confusion, then kuch bhi samajh hi nahi aaya. Jin samajh nahi aata tab confusion nahi hoti na. So then.
So in that situation, what should we do? Like, how should we know if this is?
Ask devotees. Ask Prabhu.
No, call Prabhuji
or invite. Or if. With all
this. Take Prabhuji's phone number and call.
Yeah. Write your mail.
Yeah, that's what. Can I have your email?
I'll give you all those things and you can.
No, I was telling you, having email ID and all doesn't mean anything, so you have to
answer. So.
One email.
I'll tell you. I'll just tell you now. Here, I've got some books what I have written. Oh, wo bag ka hai? Sorry, can we just open this bag? It's my book. See, this book I have written for devotees to understand Prabhupada's books better. What am I explaining? I've written many things in this book, Mighty Efforts. If you read this book, you will get a hang what is other people saying. Other acharyas, you want to know? So many things I've written in this, what other acharyas are saying, what Prabhupada is saying, how do we understand Prabhupada? So many things. This, my name is Mighty Efforts. Mighty Efforts means to advance in devotion, you have to put some efforts. No gain without pain. Little efforts, no? And this is one book in science. I told I preach to scientists. So this is one book, Science Fails to Explain Life. This is what I'm preaching in Stanford. So I just went to Ann Arbor, Michigan University. Michigan. I went there, presented a seminar. Now I'm going to Stanford. I did in Harvard outside. So there, I was talking to Americans. Science fails to explain life. Science have no idea what is life, what is definition, what is origin of life, what is life, how science can tell us what is meaning of life. Why do we look up to science for meaning of life when it doesn't explain life? So I've explained everything. What is history of life? How science cannot explain life? In simple terms, it's not something difficult. I have not used complex words, transcription, translation. I don't know, you might have. You're not medical background, no? So, it's simple. No simple language. And I've explained this. If you want these books, you can get. And last book is... And by the way, I just tell you my mail also. And this is one book for you all devotees. You are asking doubts. So many doubts you might be having. To whom to ask? So I've written a book, Crazy Ideas, for crazy people. Crazy people means crazy doubts. So all ideas what you are asking, like separate wala, everything I put, whatever anybody can think in my last 20 years of preaching, so many questions what you will face, what you will be asked by people. People will question, counter question also, you know. Why are you doing this? Why do it back? Why vegetarian? Why Krishna only? All these questions are there and answered with logic, with arguments and scriptural evidence. So if you want all these books, some of whatever books you can take, and I mean to say, I'm just showing you this because it will help you to understand Prabhupada books more better. And I have two CDs. One is English. Oh, sorry, CD here. DVD. This is a DVD. So this is all English lectures what I give. What I gave this previous time or this time. And I don't know how much Hindi will be relevant. Anybody Hindi one here? Hindi yahan par hai? So English mein kya bol raha hu main? English mein kyun bol raha tha fir main? Funny. Because I'm in America. Okay, some of us don't. Yeah, probably my Hindi will not understand. I speak very fast Hindi. Probably I speak English also fast anyway. This is Hindi. Like, this is complete Bhagavad Gita. Every verse. I've commented on every verse, every chapter. So this is DVD. So I lectured for around 3 months, and all those lectures are here. So so if you come to programs, we'll be having programs. In those programs, I'll talk about the logic of Gita, how Gita proceeds and everything. Then you get a hangover. But these are books and CDs. If anybody wants, you can take. And my site is puredevotee.com. Simple, Pure Devotee. Somehow I got that. puredevotee.com, I got that. And that is English site. And Hindi site is bhaktinews.com. Yeah, Bhakti News, simple. What, Bhakti News? Achha, oh. So, Pure Devotee in English, Bhakti News, Hindi, that's all. So, you can go there, ask questions, whatever. If you want these books, you can take. And again, thank you very much for having patience for 2 hours approximately, 2 hours, 15 minutes. Hare Krishna.